I just have a very brief word. Tonight we saw people come to the Lord, and for them this is the very first day of the rest of their life. And one of the things that Pastor Carter mentioned was that in a year from now, these same ones will be leaping and dancing and rejoicing in the presence of the Lord and bearing witness to His goodness and testifying to all that He's done in their life. I want to make reference for those people who have given their life to the Lord tonight, those who are still in the auditorium, and those who may be in process of making that decision. You're still wondering whether or not this is something that you want to do. I want to make reference to a man who lived a long time ago. Bible talks about this man being in a place of desperation, having nothing or no one really to turn to, having nothing of his own. Bible says that he was just, you know, at the brink of the house of the Lord. He sat on the porch, if you will, stood at the door, if you will, not really in God's house, but close enough to receive the gifts of the people that were coming into the house of the Lord. Basically, this was a person who might be in a church like this, and they haven't made the decision that the people who have gone downstairs have made. And they are receiving secondhand the benefits of being a Christian. So they would come to a place like this, and they would hear the songs sung, and maybe those songs would be soothing, or they might hear a message preached. And maybe that message might, for a very limited degree, you know, to a certain degree, it might have some calming effect, or it might even be able to answer one or two questions. They might receive an embrace, a handshake that reminds them of their value and of their worth in the eyes of God and of other people. But they've never really come into the house of the Lord. Well, the Bible tells a story of a man who was in that place. He stood on the brink of God's house. He received the blessings of the people as they went in and out of the house of the Lord. But at a certain point, two people who were going into the house of the Lord took a certain notice of him. And instead of just allowing him to have a secondhand blessing, they stretched out their hand. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, they were used of God to bring him into God's house. Now, these were not people who had any strength in themselves. They just lived in the name of the Lord. They would just come into church just to pray. And God used them to do a wonderful work in the life of this individual. Now, the Bible says about this individual that he, from that point, entered into the house of the Lord. Now, he could have gotten, because he was physically healed, he could have simply gotten a healing. You know how some people will come to church, and when they come to church, things seem to get better. They feel that they can cope with life a little bit more, and they feel a little bit more happy as they go home to their families. They haven't yet given themselves over to the house of the Lord. They've not yet crossed that line, but they feel that they've had some kind of experience, some kind of touch. And this is where this man, he was healed. He was lifted up. Now, if he had wanted to, he could have said, thank you very much. Now I'll go on home, and or I'll go on about my business, and maybe I'll, you know, see you guys again sometime. But instead, the Bible says that he entered into the house of the Lord. And the Bible says that when he entered into the house of the Lord, that he entered in leaping and dancing and praising God because he recognized something. He said, I'd been on the brink all of this time, and somebody stretched out a hand to bring me in. Now, when they, Peter and John, when they stretched out their hand to bring this man in, they did it at their own peril. Because when they did it, they came under the scrutiny of the people who were against the Lord Jesus. Now, tonight, what we saw was people stretching out their hand. And they did it at their own peril. They were telling their life story. They were telling things. One lady said she was telling something that she had never told anybody until very, very recently. They were doing it at their own peril. They were basically saying, I don't know exactly what this is going to cost me. I don't know how people are going to look at me the next time they see me. When I give my testimony, I don't know how people are going to respond, but I'm going to do it because I want to help somebody. And they stretched out their hands. And now you've been given an opportunity. That person who might not have come up to this altar because you're still kind of reaping the blessings, but the secondhand blessings of being in a community like this. They stressed out their hand to lift you up because their goal is not that you simply reap a secondhand blessing. Their goal is not that you simply benefit from the songs that are sung or find some kind of a means of identification in some of the testimonies, but that you actually come in to God's house, not just to this church, but to God's house, to his heart. That you leap and dance in his presence. You might look around you sometimes and you notice people leaping and dancing in the presence of God. That you leap and dance in his presence. That you rejoice in who he is. That you bless his name. The Bible says that this man's life became a testimony. All of a sudden, people began to look at him and see what God had done in his life. So now he's in a position to actually reach out to other people. Pastor Carter mentioned that. That you would be leaping and dancing in the presence of the Lord, and that you would be a testimony in the house of God. Now, there's someone in this room. Many, many people came tonight, but God stopped everything for you. And he's saying, but there's still somebody else. And this is what I feel God saying. You've been reaping a secondhand blessing for a long time. You've been blessed by the fact that people here show you love and affection and they acknowledge your worth as a human being. And you've listened to the songs and they've touched your heart. And you've heard some messages that have answered some questions or might have comforted you on some level or even provoked you to want to do better. But you are still on the brink. But now God is saying, I have reached out my hand to you. I've asked people to bear their hearts at their own peril because I love you so much. And I want you to leap in my presence. I want you to rejoice in my presence. And I want you to bear witness to my goodness. I want you to reap my blessings firsthand. I want you to be a Christian. I want you to know my love. If that's you tonight, you heard the one man say whenever he was asked to raise his hand, he was the only one. You might be the only one. God stops the entire procession for you. If that's you tonight, would you raise your hand in the presence of the Lord? Don't be afraid. Amen. Just raise your hand. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask everybody to stand one more time. We've been standing and sitting a lot, but this is church. That's what we do. But God will stop heaven and earth for one sinner. You and I know that. But one person who wants to come to him. We call this front of the church, we call it the altar. Basically, it's a place where we just acknowledge we want to give our life to God and we want to receive his life. If that's you, I want you to take one more step now after having raised your hand. Would you come to the front of this altar? Everything has stopped for you. So if you're in the balcony, we will wait for you. If you are in the annex, we will wait because God is here for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Don't be ashamed. Don't be shy. God will leave the 99 just for one person. He will stop heaven and earth for one person. It's a joy to be a Christian. It's a joy to see lives changed. It's a joy to see God glorified. It's a joy to see everything changed in a human life, in a human soul. Praise God. Praise God. We're waiting. We're waiting another minute or two. Just keep coming. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 It's a joy to see you come tonight. I came to an altar like this. My life has never been the same. I've been leaping and dancing and praising God ever since. Nothing has been the same. Nothing will be the same. God is with you. God loves you. The hand of God is upon you. Keep coming. We'll wait for you. God will stop heaven and earth for you. You mean everything to Him. You mean the world to Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. What a glorious Savior. What a glorious Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 If you're standing next to someone, you brought somebody in, you invited someone, and you sense that God is moving on their heart, and you sense that they might be a little bit afraid, just kind of lean over and say, hey, look, I'll go with you. I'll come down here with you. Just support somebody and bring them down to this altar if you know that this is where they belong and they're willing to come. We'll wait a few more moments and to see God glorified in lives. Praise His holy name. Glory to His holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just keep coming. Just keep coming. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come. You called me. You stopped everything because you saw me. You would stop heaven and earth just to save me. You sent your Son, O God, to die for me. You sent your Spirit to live in me. Your church, O God, has prayed for me. Your people, O Jesus, have witnessed to me. And now I come. God help me. God forgive me. God save me. I give my life to you because you've given your life for me. Jesus, come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Holy Spirit, live in me. Help me to live for you. I thank you, God, that you have accepted me, that you have loved me, that you have been my God and my friend. And now, God, I pray, let me be a witness. Let me be a testimony. Let me leap and dance in your presence and let men and women know that there is God because of what you've done for me. And let me pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for my brothers and my sisters. Lord, I thank you for these new members of my family who have acknowledged that you are God, Lord, that you are King, that you are Savior. Lord, that they've confessed their sin before you and asked you to forgive. They have acknowledged your life and your cross and acknowledge that you are the only means by which they might be saved. Lord, in Jesus' name, we thank you for them. Pray your hand of protection upon them now, O Jesus. pray that they avail themselves to all of the things that are made available here, Lord. The New Believers classes, the prayer times, Lord Jesus, all those things that will help to strengthen and encourage them. God, let them never be alone now. Let them never feel alone now. Let them know that they have a true God and they belong to a true family. Lord, we thank you for them. We bless you. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you so much. God be with you.